But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Matthew 6:33. I am Rob West. This verse calls us to put God's kingdom first in every aspect of our lives, including our investments, trusting that he will provide and use our efforts to advance his purposes. Today, Will Laughlin joins us to share how that's happening right now. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, our guest today is my friend Will Laughlin. He's Managing Director of Investments Distribution at Guidestone, an underwriter of this program. Will, great to have you back.
Well, thanks, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity to join you. And, we're thankful for the work that FaithFi does, and we're really happy to work alongside y'all, especially as Guidestone works to see all servants of Christ finish well. I can't think of another organization that really embodies that same philosophy the way FaithFi does.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and Guidestone has been a great partner for a long time, and we're continuing to deepen that relationship. We'll talk about that a bit more later in our program today, but you have some really exciting things underway with your Kingdom Causes program. Some of our listeners may not be familiar, though, with Guidestone Financial Resources, so why don't you begin, Will, by just sharing a bit about the services you provide for people in ministry?
Well, thanks, Rob. Absolutely. So Guidestone itself is a ministry organization. We are focused on serving other ministries in all financial aspects of what they seek to do in their ministries. And so we primarily focus on financial solutions for ministries like retirement and insurance solutions. We offer the nation's largest Christian screened fund family, as well as wealth management services for like-minded Christians.
Yeah. And so how does providing those services help advance God's kingdom?
So ministries, you know, when you think about their purpose and they're trying to advance the kingdom in whatever way their ministry is focused on, financial resilience and security is really key to the people that serve those ministries and them being able to fulfill their functions. And so we look to come alongside them and serve them in that capacity to remove some of those potential worries or anxieties that might be there so that they can truly focus on spreading the gospel. The other area that I think about with how Guidestone's trying to advance the kingdom really comes through the Guidestone Funds complex. We think about the Lord really asking us to honor him with all of our possessions. I mean, yeah. You all talk about that concept of stewardship.
That's right.
And if we really are stewards and we're thinking about managing those resources, we want to do it in a God-honoring way. And so that Christian lens is what we're applying to the how and how we think about investing. And that's through the Christian value screening, but also through corporate engagement and impact investing.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you all are a leader in this space. In fact, the largest of the fund families offering values-aligned investments for Christians. I know you have a number of funds that anyone can invest in, Will, and two of them are what you call impact funds. I want to drill down on those a bit more. What are the impact funds?
Yeah, absolutely. So the impact funds were born out of the concept just before 2020. The idea that we were primarily doing the Christian value screening and we were doing the corporate engagement piece within the funds, but was there an idea that we could do something more through our investments? And that's where impact grew out of. It was the idea that we could proactively invest in either companies or causes or issues that provided a unique benefit or impact. And so when I think about something like the Impact Bond Fund, which is one of those two strategies, you know, it's going through and supporting unique things like infrastructure projects, whether that's things like clean water infrastructure, affordable housing projects. We even invest in unique things like Christian-focused senior living complexes, all things that have some sort of unique underlying benefit to the people or project that they're funding. And that was really something that was important for us, if we could, to do something different.
Well, I'm looking forward to continuing to unpack this because there are limits to the impact that listed securities can have, and that's where your Kingdom Causes program comes in. So we're going to unpack that, talk about the ministries that you're supporting through that and the work that's being done in the name of Jesus. Will Laughlin here today. Will's Managing Director of Investments Distribution at Guidestone, an underwriter of this program. Much more just around the corner. Stay with us.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
It's possible to treat the Christian life like a social club, show up on Sundays, give your offering, and then leave knowing you've done your part. No real sacrifice or change required. But Jesus doesn't call us to be casual members. He calls us to give Him our whole lives. Jesus says in Luke 9:23, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Following Jesus isn't about convenience, but surrender, a daily commitment to die to self, set aside our desires and even comforts for His sake. The call of Christ is a serious one, but it's beautiful and wonderful as we take up the cross and follow Him. Grow more in your walk with Jesus with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have taken you under my wings. They had everything that was necessary for them to know Jesus and follow Him, and they went their way.
I think for nations, for individuals, there is a day that you have to make the decision to respond to the Lord, and it might be that the door of opportunity after that shuts.
Exploring the Word, weekdays 3 p.m. Central on AFR.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. With me today, my friend Will Laughlin. He's Managing Director of Investments Distribution at Guidestone, an underwriter of this program. Guidestone is a leader in faith-based investing and financial services. They've really pioneered in many ways the faith-based investing space, and they are the largest of the asset managers, fund families, offering values-aligned investments for Christians. And Will, we were talking before the break about your impact funds and specifically the Kingdom Causes program. Now, I know you donate 20% of the management fee revenue you take in from the impact funds, and that's almost $400,000 now. So share with us a bit about how you choose the ministries you support through this initiative.
Yeah, Rob. Well, the Kingdom Causes program is something that at Guidestone we're very passionate about. The Kingdom Causes program was born out of our impact funds. And with that, we have the commitment with the impact funds that we donate 20% of our advisory revenue. But we do have other ways that we fund the Kingdom Causes program. So to date, Since 2020, we've donated nearly $750,000 through the Kingdom Causes program. And one of the key elements with Kingdom Causes and how we think about who we donate money to was one of the core pillars of our impact funds, which is the sanctity of life and spreading the gospel. So those are the two areas that we're focused on when we think about ministries and where we're giving. So we look at organizations that are local. We look at ones that are national and ones that are international as well when we think about where we give.
Yeah, so one of those examples of a local ministry, because you all are in the Dallas area, would be the funding that you've provided to the Prestonwood Pregnancy Center, which clearly aligns with that priority around the value of human life. Why is this a priority for Guidestones Giving?
Well, the sanctity of life is one of the most core beliefs of Christians and the value of each and every individual life. And when we thought about the opportunity to work with Prestonwood, which is one of the nation's largest churches, it was a church with infrastructure and resources to be able to stand up a really strong pregnancy center and serve women in need that are out there trying to find real, honest care and information to support them through their pregnancy. And Prestonwood's pregnancy center was a natural example of that. To go beyond that, though, we actually work on a national level. One of the other organizations we support is the Psalm 139 Project. That's a national organization that provides ultrasound machines, but also planning and really a variety of sources to stand up pregnancy centers across the nation. And so that's our opportunity to kind of reach beyond the local level and at the national level still try to provide and grow those same types of great pregnancy centers.
Yeah. And I know not only is Guidestone contributing 20% of the impact fund's revenue to these ministries, but I think it's also important to point out that anyone who invests in those funds is also supporting them by way of your participation in these impact funds. Now, I know you're wanting to meet physical needs in the name of Jesus, and one way you're doing that is through the organization Send Relief. And I'd love for you to share a bit about that with our listeners.
Yeah, so Send Relief is a really cool opportunity. It is a joint venture between the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and those are two of the large legacy Southern Baptist mission sending organizations. So they're really well established. They've got great footprints across North America and the greater world. And what they do is they look for specific projects, specific needs in markets where they've served for a long time. And an example of one of those was a medical mission opportunity in Venezuela. Venezuela has a lot of needs, largely occurring from the government that they've had in place for a while. And so there are resources they're very short on. Pharmaceutical and medical needs there. And so Send Relief went in and provides medical services and projects, and they're ministering to those people as they're going through and providing basic medical needs for people in Venezuela. And then other things like entrepreneurial projects for widows in Africa, helping people support themselves, their children, when they become widowed, but at the same time, evangelizing to these women that they're serving and educating and evangelizing their children as well.
Interesting. Well, I love this work, and I love some of the projects that you're supporting that perhaps some of our listeners may not know about, but there's a real need for. One of those that really caught my eye was Minnow, that's in the Christian entertainment category for kids. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, well, you know, you think about the way people consume entertainment and information today, and so much of it is electronic, so much of it is streaming. And, you know, as a parent myself, you know, I think about what my kids have access to and good streaming services today. They have gating for content, so a way for parents to quasi-control what their kids are getting. But even with age gating, you still wonder, what are my kids actually consuming? And Minnow is out there trying to meet this really good need of providing families Christ-centered content for children. You don't have to worry about what your kids are consuming, and they're consuming good, wholesome entertainment. So Minnow's really, you know, if you want to think about it in its most simple terms, it's YouTube Kids, but with Christian content. So they're looking to provide a really great, excellent digital experience, really good content, but fulfilling content and things that are also really strong and on message for the Lord.
Yeah. Now, I know several of the ministries Guidestone supports, Will, are actively involved in gospel work, spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth. Talk about a few of those and how you selected them.
Yeah. So Prison Fellowship and Prison Seminaries Foundation, those are two that I think are really critical. If we think about what are we called to do, if we care about the Great Commission, reaching people, creating disciples, you know, where are there people in need, right? The prison system in the United States is full of people that are broken and lost. And there is the opportunity to minister to those people. They're not forgotten people. They can be reached for the Lord. And so not only can you make disciples through something like Prison Fellowship, but Prison Seminaries Foundation in particular is focused on training inmates who have 15-plus year sentences that are going to be in the prison system for a long time. And it's done in partnership with Baylor University and their seminary program. And it's providing a four-year seminary education to allow these individuals to become ministers in prisons and reach people for the Lord through their time in the prison system. And there are some really great not only statistics about the conversions there, but ultimately how it can bring down violence level in prisons and just the true benefits of that.
Hmm. Well, what folks may not have realized is they can invest in such a way that not only are they seeking an appropriate risk-adjusted return for their portfolio, but they're also supporting some incredible kingdom causes, not only here in the States, but abroad. Will, we're just about out of time, but how can our listeners learn more?
Yeah, if they want to learn more about us, there are two really great places to do that. The first is guidestone.org. That's going to be the ministry information, and then guidestonefunds.com to learn about the specific funds.
Excellent. Well, we so appreciate you and everything that Guidestone is doing for faith-based investing.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
That's Will Laughlin with Guidestone Financial Resources, an underwriter of this program. The website again, guidestone.org. That's guidestone.org. All right after this break, it will be time for your calls and questions. So call right now. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
In Denver, Colorado, Jamie Sanchez obeyed the Lord's call and opened the Drip Cafe to create jobs to help unhoused people get back on their feet. Of course, the LGBTQ community began persecuting him for his Christian beliefs. His inspiring story of standing boldly for God's truth in the face of great opposition is part of our Impact Series, and we'll send you the DVD as our thanks for your gift to AFA. Visit afa.net/spiritualwar. afa.net/spiritualwar.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often, yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
The recent tornado outbreak has devastated so many people in the Midwest and the South. 8 Days of Hope is ready to deploy their rapid response ministry to Cave City, Arkansas and Tylertown, Mississippi from March 20th to April 5th in order to help those impacted restore what's been destroyed. If you're 18 or older, you can help. Visit 8daysofhope.com to find out how you can volunteer. This is an urgent need. Visit 8daysofhope.com today.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
If you've listened any length of time, you're aware that we often underscore the importance of preparing for the future.
Well, as you look into the future, I suggest you consider the AFA Foundation in your estate planning. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith in Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance Live. I'm Rob West. Well, we're looking forward to taking your calls and questions today. We're going to turn the corner and address what's on your mind. Lines are open. We're ready for your calls at 800-525-7000. That's right. Sandy Dickinson taking our calls today. She'll get you on the air quickly. And when you call right now, we've got some lines open. 800-525-7000. The market's pretty flat at the open as we wait for the Trump tariff rollout, which is scheduled for the Rose Garden at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's Liberation Day. That's President Trump's term for sweeping tariffs he'll put into effect today. The president has called these tariffs reciprocal. They'll be aimed at countries where the U.S. has the largest trade deficits, including, among others, South Korea, Brazil, and India, and the European Union. The average tariff is expected to be around 20%. President Trump has said, and I'm quoting now, "This is the beginning of Liberation Day in America. We're going to charge countries for doing business in our country and taking our jobs, taking our wealth, taking a lot of things that they've been taking over the years. They've taken so much out of our country, friend and foe. And frankly, friend has been oftentimes much worse than foe," end quote. Many of those countries have imposed high tariffs on American goods for years. Of course, opponents of the policy might be calling it Inflation Day amid fears that tariffs will increase prices on a wide array of items coming into the U.S. and be a drag on the U.S. exports to other countries if they retaliate. Supporters of the president's plan, however, say that any short-term economic pain will be worth it to achieve not just free trade, but fair trade as well. Our resident economist, Jerry Boyer, will be on with us on Friday to weigh in on everything that we're learning this afternoon, and you won't want to miss that. That's coming up again on Friday. All right, looking forward to diving into your questions today. We'd love to hear from you as we tackle whatever's on your mind, whether it's getting into your spending plan and helping you dial back spending to live within your means, especially in light of inflation. Perhaps it's your giving. You want to give more wisely. Maybe you're wondering about giving out of an IRA through something called a qualified charitable distribution, one of the most powerful giving tools out there you don't want to miss, or a donor advised fund, what's basically a charitable checking account that can be used really effectively. Let's talk about those topics and more. Maybe it's your long-term investments or paying off debt. Whatever's on your mind today, call right now, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Ohio and dive in today. We'll begin with Greg. Go ahead, sir.
Morning, Rob. I just have a question on a short segment that you spoke about a while back, could be as much as 2 months ago, regarding a foundation that could be applied to for grants for ministry organizations.
Yeah, perhaps it was the National Christian Foundation. Does that sound correct?
That does.
Yeah. Now, you don't apply there for grants. Basically, you know, they're one of the largest Christian grant-making organizations and one of the largest U.S.-based nonprofits in the country. It was founded back in the early 80s by Larry Burkett, Ron Blue, and an attorney named Terry Parker. And basically, they help donors give to charitable causes through giving vehicles, primarily donor-advised funds, and then by way of their gift planning attorneys that are on staff, more complex gift opportunities. So if you wanted to give away a business or a piece of property or, you know, use one of those strategies to really accelerate your giving, they accept both cash and non-cash assets like stocks or real estate. And they've mobilized over, I believe it's $22 billion for more than 90,000 churches, ministries, and charities. They're headquartered here in Atlanta, and basically they offer tax-efficient giving solutions. But if you're a part of a not-for-profit, you wouldn't apply for grants to come to your organization. Basically, NCF serves the giver and helps the giver give more wisely and more effectively, especially as it relates to donor-advised funds and complex gifts, and then help the giver honor their own giving desires as opposed to, you know, creating the giving outlets inside NCF, if that makes sense.
I got you. We're on the other end of the spectrum here as far as our ministry is in a need for a grant.
Yeah. Unfortunately, NCF would not be the option there. They're really on the other end of the spectrum, just helping givers mobilize their giving. They don't generate their own giving strategies or decide on the ministries that are recipients of the grants. That's done by the giver. They're just there to help the giver do that more efficiently and effectively. So you would be looking for perhaps foundations where their stated purpose for their giving aligns with the purpose of your charity or ministry, and they would, you know, perhaps you could apply then for a grant to come your way. That would not be the case with the National Christian Foundation.
All right. I appreciate the info. I appreciate your program for sure.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate you. God bless you, my friend, and I wish I had better news for you there. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got some lines open today, and we'll be taking your questions for the remainder of the broadcast. So if you're wrestling something with in your financial life and you want to tackle it together, I'm ready for you. 800-525-7000. Let's go to Arkansas. Karen, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you, Rob. I want to sell my place. It is in my children's name, already recorded and everything, and I have the right to survivorship. But I can't sell it, but they can, and they're willing. I want to get closer to my kids and grandkids. I'm on a farm. I'm by myself. I can't take care of the place anymore. Where do I start?
So if I understand correctly, are you on the deed as well, or is it exclusively in their name?
It's exclusively in their name.
Okay.
With the right to survivorship.
Got it. And did you, so this was originally yours and you gifted it to them, or have they always owned it?
It was mine and my husband.
Okay.
And when his health was failing, we put it in their names in case there was a look back with anything that we had to do.
Got it.
And it's all recorded and everything.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Am I making sense?
You sure are. Yes, ma'am. I'm just fact-finding here, but you've been very helpful. I'm going to take a break, but I'll give you my thoughts on where you go from here to get that sold right after the break. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Imagine having biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox every week, helping you integrate your faith and financial decisions for the glory of God. At faithfi.com, you can join a community of over 70,000 people who are already receiving our weekly wisdom email, filled with articles, videos, podcasts, and exclusive offers on resources that will deepen your understanding of biblical stewardship. Start your journey today by creating your FaithFi account at faithfi.com. Just click sign up.
I'll do some stand-up comedy, Abe will do some preaching, Tim will emcee the whole thing, and I'm really excited about it. The Weekend with AFA is a chance for our supporters to get better acquainted with the people and ministry you're supporting.
It's a Weekend with AFA, Thursday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 4th in Tupelo, Mississippi. Speakers will include Abraham Hamilton III, Jenna Ellis, Tim Barton, Tim Wildman, and more. Register at afa.net/weekend.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. We've got lines open for you, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Karen. She's in Arkansas. Her home is in her children's name. They own it with an equal share with a right of survivorship. So they're co-owners of the property. They're allowing her, obviously, to live in the property that was originally that belonged to she and her husband before it was gifted to the kids. She is wanting to sell it and relocate to be closer to family. And so the steps on that are pretty clear, Karen. It's not going to be challenging. I think, you know, given that they're on board with this, obviously they have to be willing to sell since they're the owners. So, you know, perhaps you've already had that. Normally you'd have a quick family chat to confirm they're fully committed because everyone's signature will be needed on the sale documents. And then you want to figure out, okay, what is this property worth? So you'd want to hire, I would recommend a real estate agent, find somebody who has a solid track record that is, you know, really familiar with the area. Perhaps, you know, they've sold a lot of properties in the surrounding area around the home. They'll handle the pricing and the marketing and the paperwork. Tell them up front that it's a joint tenancy sale, so they'll prep for multiple signatures. And then you would probably want, either by way of the real estate agent or directly on your own, you'll probably want to involve or consult with a real estate attorney. Since the title involves multiple owners and survivorship, an attorney ensures the sale process is clean. They'll draft or review the sales contract and handle the title transfer and so forth. And then, you know, at that point, we just need to decide on how the proceeds are going to be handled because, you know, each share belongs to each of your children. And so if the plan is for them to take 100% of the proceeds and just roll that into the next property, well, you know, that's what you would do. They would, you know, each be ready to make that next purchase, assuming that's what's going to happen. And, you know, again, set it up as joint tenants with right of survivorship as they go out and buy that next place for you. So it should be fairly straightforward, but that's really the steps you would follow. Does that make sense, though?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's very helpful. And like I explained to them, I would need the money to live on. Mm-hmm. And they're willing that that would be the case.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And that would be between us.
Okay. So would there be more available than what's needed for the replacement home that you would buy?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because obviously that would be key in order to have something that could generate an income for you or be available to you as you need it. But yeah, that's entirely possible, and you would just have that arrangement directly with them. So again, this should be straightforward. I would involve a realtor, let them, the realtor, know on the front end the ownership situation, and get that real estate attorney to consult with you. But this happens all the time, should be very straightforward. I think the key is, what is the plan beyond the sale for the next home purchase? And then with anything that remains, what's going to be done with it? Is it going to be invested? And, you know, how do you access it? So I think you're on the right track, though, here, Karen. If I can help further along the way, don't hesitate to reach out. Thanks for your call today. May the Lord bless you. Ohio is where we're headed next. Tracy, how can I help you, sir?
Good morning from Ohio. This is Tracy. I'm sorry for the background noise. I'm now in the middle of a major thunderstorm.
Oh, no. Will you be careful?
All right. I'm pulling over.
Great.
Calling to ask this morning for advice on the best insured high-yield savings account.
Yeah. And I assume you mean best by the combination of the yield or the rate combined with just the reliability and strength of the institution. Is that right?
Yes, and yeah. Insured.
Yeah, and FDIC insured or NCUA or privately, sure. Yeah, so a couple of options. I would say if you're really, you know, just wanting to evaluate a full lineup of institutions, I would go to bankrate.com and click high yield savings. And you can use a combination of their 5-star rating system and the current yield as of today, as long as any minimum balances or any other stipulations, to determine, you know, which options you might consider. I mean, I'm looking at it right now and I'm seeing, you know, a 4.6 out of 5-star rated bank that's FDIC insured for 4.1%. I'm seeing one that's 5-star rated out of 5 for 4.3% with FDIC insurance. No monthly maintenance fees, zero to open, zero minimum balance. So there's some great options there. I mean, clearly these rates are lower than we were seeing, you know, 6 months or a year ago, but you can still find some fairly attractive rates. So bankrate.com would be the place to go, you know, because where the national average is sitting at around 0.6% for high yield savings, you know, what you will find is something right now that has, among the options listed here, an average of 4.1. So that's quite a bit higher. 0.6 versus 4.1 is quite a bit different. They will move down as interest rates move down, so just be ready for that. The only other thing I would throw out there for you, Tracy, is that, you know, a lot of people, in addition to considering just what is the yield and what's the strength of the institution and the insurance, is also, you know, considering, is this an organization, an institution that aligns with my values as a Christ follower? And it's for that reason a lot of our listeners are choosing Christian Community Credit Union. I would check them out as well. They're offering 5% insured up to $5,000. It goes down after that point. But, you know, this is an organization that only supports Christian ministries, and a portion of every dollar that they make goes to Christian ministries. You can learn more at joinchristiancommunity.com. But I think between the two, bankrate.com and joinchristiancommunity.com, you could find, you know, more options than you would ever need to find a solution that works for you.
All right, fantastic. I've frantically been taking notes.
Okay, good. Well, this broadcast will be available for replay at AFR.net later today, so you can always go back and listen to it. You be careful in that storm, and call anytime, sir. Thank you for being on the program today. Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Daniel. How can I help?
Hey, good morning, bud. I hope y'all are doing well.
Doing great.
I was calling because my fiance and I are fixed to get married. And she currently lives in a home. She owns that outright, debt-free. And she wants to do some renovations. So to accomplish that, we have two options as far as I see it. We can either just take a mortgage out for the money we're going to invest in the renovation, or I can consolidate, from what I understand, the funds from my 457 plan through work. I am fixing to leave that job. Or combined with beneficiary IRAs that I've inherited. And I know there's a penalty, federal penalty, or tax, I should say, I have to pay on that. I just wanted your opinion on it.
Yeah, what are your ages?
I'm 44. She's turning 50.
Okay, got it. Yeah, it's a great question, and I'd be really hesitant. In fact, I'll go as far as to say I would advise against you thinking about pulling that money out of the IRA or the 457 to buy or remodel a home, just because not only are you going to have the 10% penalty because you're both under 59 and a half, but you're also going to have to pay tax on that money. It's going to be added to your taxable income, and you're probably in the prime of your working years, so it's going to be on top of your other income, which means, you know, you could be paying 35% of every dollar to Uncle Sam between the penalty and the taxes right off the top. And perhaps even worse than that is that money's no longer growing for the future. So it's not going to be compounding and growing for you to be able to tap into when you get to retirement. So what does that mean? Well, let's talk about that right after this break. I'll talk about the type of mortgage you might want to consider. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back.
We're going to talk about this further issue. Our response. Who's behind this?
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
Talk is cheap.
Honest. Insightful.
Doing nothing is creating chaos in the world. Danger for America.
Sandy Rios informs listeners from a Christian worldview.
It's time to act in the polls, because I have to tell you, most of them are just doing nothing.
Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson.
We have not been made the greatest nation in the history of mankind by denigrating God. We have become the greatest nation on earth because we are a nation that acknowledged Almighty God to be the source of our values, our rights, our liberties, and that therefore we are accountable to Him.
The Awakening on the podcast page at AFR.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Here in our final segment today, we'll get to as many calls as we can. If you have a question, call right now, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Daniel in Virginia. He and his fiance are about to be married. They're looking at buying and remodeling a home, wondering if they should pull money from the IRA or a 457 plan or a combination of the two, or get a mortgage. And Daniel, as I was saying, I would really avoid any of those retirement accounts. You're going to have that 10% penalty, plus it's all going to be taxable. That's going to be added on top of your other taxable income in the peak of your earning years. So that's probably really expensive money, and that money is no longer available to grow and be available for you guys to tap into alongside Social Security and retirement. So that means we're going to have to borrow. Now, what is the home that you're looking at? You said it's your fiance's home. So is she already living in it?
So she is. She's living in there. Her parents died a couple years back, so she's living in there now.
So she owns it outright?
Yes, sir, she does.
Okay, so there's no mortgage on it.
That's great.
Okay, so what you're looking at would be essentially a cash out loan that would allow you to finance the renovations. Is that right?
It is. And the reason I brought up the other accounts is because when I called the 457 to work, they told me that because of I was a deputy sheriff, I'm currently disabled. So I know that impacts my earnings. And so they told me that there was no penalty to take it out prior to age 59.
Okay. All right. But it would still be taxable then if you have the ability to skip the penalty, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, again, I think, you know, not only, I mean, it's great that you wouldn't have the 10% penalty. I'm sorry to hear about your situation there medically. But it's still expensive money because it's all taxable. And again, that bigger issue is that it's not available down the road, which is really when you're going to need it. And so I think, you know, the better option would be just to look at, you know, a loan to do renovations. And, you know, that's going to be essentially, there's going to be a number of options there. You want to get with a mortgage lender. You could reach out to our friends at Movement Mortgage at movement.com/faith. But, you know, often a home equity loan or a line of credit is, you know, the best option for this. The line of credit is, you know, a good option right now because as rates head down with that variable rate, it's going to follow, it's going to fall with interest rates. And it gives you an open line that allows you to borrow against the equity, but only as you need it, because it may take you, you know, a year or longer to do those renovations. And that way you're not paying interest on the money until you need it. The other option is you just go with a straight home equity loan. You'd get a fixed rate and then you'd borrow a fixed amount of money. They'd give you the full amount at closing and then you could start the renovations, you know, at that time. I think in either case, what a blessing for you to have a home that's currently free and clear. So hopefully you'll end up with just a small mortgage. You're going to want to make sure that fits into your budget. Don't get overextended. I don't want, you know, often the home is one of the big three budget busters if we buy too much alongside transportation and food. So I don't want you to, you know, get overextended, but assuming you got a plan with a budget that allows you to support that debt service, then the goal would be for you guys to get that paid off, if not well before, at least by the time you're entering kind of full retirement where neither of you are working for pay. And, you know, at that point, you'd have the home owned free and clear, you'd have the renovations done, and you'd still have the full amount of all those retirement accounts that have continued to grow through investments to be available to tap into to, you know, provide an ongoing income stream. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And if we do have two rental properties, should we look at paying them off prior to doing the renovation?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think the key is, you know, you got to make sure they're cash flowing well and make sure you're putting money aside for maintenance and, you know, marketing and things like that, so that if we got into a recession, let's say, you know, and you had good, reliable tenants, but all of a sudden you went for a period of time without one, I just don't want you guys to be stretched too thin. But I wouldn't say you have to get those paid off before you do the renovations. You're just going to need to look at all of the, you know, all of this together and make sure you've got a good, solid plan. You know, I would recommend, Daniel, especially with you all starting, you know, a new marriage, you've got rental properties, you've got, you know, this renovation, you guys are merging your financial lives. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity for you all to connect with a certified Kingdom advisor and do some comprehensive financial planning. So that's probably what I would recommend. It'd be worth the cost of having somebody look over all of this and say, what should we be doing from a tax standpoint? What should we be doing with our investments? Are we positioned in the right investments? You know, are we taking on, do we have too much debt when we put it all together, or are we in good shape? And, you know, continue to let the rental income pay off those mortgages on those rental properties. And then you guys will have a nice portfolio, you know, down the road. But I think getting somebody who's an objective third party who can help you set goals, hold you accountable, and just advise you on the overall situation will go a long way, especially as you guys are just starting out. So if you're interested in that, just head to our website, faithfi.com, and click Find a Professional at the top of the page, and you can connect with a certified Kingdom advisor there in Virginia. Stay on the line, Daniel. I'm going to send you a book that I think will be a blessing to you and your bride-to-be. It's called Money and Marriage, God's Way by my friend Howard Dayton. I think if you guys commit to reading through that together before you get married, it'll pay some huge dividends. We appreciate your call today, sir. Let's go to Sue in Texas. Hi, Sue. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I'm calling because I have questions about stewardship. And getting someone to help me with this. I've gotten into just helping with the outreaches and stuff, and I'm getting a lot of letters from pastors and churches that also need help.
Yeah.
So I need information on how that. I did get started with it, how to keep, where to keep it in a bank or a credit union or advisor. So it's mostly information that I need on being a good steward.
Sure. Yeah, we can certainly help with that, Sue. Let's press into that question you asked there a moment ago, though, and we could talk about just general stewardship and where you go from here. But in terms of, you know, you mentioned you're getting a lot of letters and inquiries from people that are asking, it sounds like, for you to support them. You know, do you have a budget, and do you have a specific amount of side that you a specific amount of money you've determined you have available for giving, wherever that is? Because here's what I'm getting at. I'd rather you be the one to kind of pray through your giving and decide in advance how much you have available for giving. And then you can evaluate any opportunities the Lord lays on your heart, whether it comes by way of a letter in the mail or something you hear at church or just somebody, you know, you run into in your local area. You can evaluate any of those needs against the giving plan you've already decided in advance. Because what I don't want you to do is just to feel guilty like you have to give to everybody that asks. I want you to have a plan for your giving. Now, it doesn't mean we don't have any spontaneity in it. You know, the Lord may lead you just to do something unexpected, and that's okay. But I don't want you to get into a mode of just always feeling like you have to give every time somebody asks for money. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And that's where I'm kind of getting into. And I'm using right now my Social Security and a little money that I had saved. And it's going to, you know, going through it pretty good.
Yeah.
And I know God's going to bless me with money too.
Yeah.
Help this situation.
Yeah. I think we just need to be careful with that and make sure that, you know, we're giving for the right reasons. I love your generous heart. So don't miss that. I think that's fabulous. But I also don't want you to give for the wrong reason because, you know, when we think about our giving, you know, they're, I think the way that we're to give as we just look at the counsel of Scripture and consider, you know, our generosity, number one is, you know, we shouldn't be giving in a way that's motivated by guilt. You know, we should give generously to our local churches and ministries that advance God's kingdom. But I think a lot of believers have been influenced by legalism or the prosperity gospel, which suggests that failing to give equates to stealing from God and forfeiting his blessings. And that's just not what we see in Scripture. You know, in 2 Corinthians 9, Paul reminds us, each one must give what he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. And I think it's that, you know, that under compulsion idea that we need to be careful. God loves a cheerful giver. So we need to distinguish between guilt and conviction. Guilt is often accompanied by shame, and I think it comes from the enemy and can draw us away from Christ, while conviction comes from the Holy Spirit and draws us closer to him. And so I think you just need to be careful about that. You know, God is not a cosmic vending machine. We don't give to get. We give as an act of worship and as just an overflow of our gratitude for Christ's sacrifice. And we're freed then from the burden of guilt, you know, in our giving and in our whole lives, because God wants to cultivate a spirit of generosity that's rooted in love and gratitude for what he's done for us. Let's do this. I want to give you a gift today, Sue, and here's what I'm going to offer. We've got a team of what we call certified Christian financial counselors here at FaithFi. They're men and women who love Jesus, and they love helping God's people be wise stewards. And what I'd like to do is offer for you know, one of those certified Christian financial counselors to come alongside you over the phone and just be an encouragement to you, to pray with you, but also to help you create a plan that ensures that you're giving only as you feel like the Lord leads and that makes sense in your plan, not because just because somebody asks and because you believe you're going to get more back financially. And I think, you know, having wise counsel to walk with you in that will be a blessing. So let's do this. You stay on the line. We're going to get your information if you're comfortable with that. And I'm going to pay for a certified Christian financial counselor to walk alongside you over a couple of visits over the phone in the month ahead. So stay on the line. Our team will get your information. God bless you, Sue, and thanks for calling today. Big thanks to my team today, Sandy, Devin, Jim, and everybody here at FaithFi. Hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.